So good to be here again. So the topic is elevating your family through Shabbos. Let's begin with elevating ourselves through Shabbos. What Shabbos? Pasuk says, "V'shamru v'nei Yisrael says Shabbos, la'asos is a Shabbos. La'asos is a Shabbos. We have to make Shabbos. What does it mean, la'asos, to make Shabbos? The challenge. What's la'asos? You have to create within you a Shabbos. Bikur Tefillin, the Brachah Mitzvahs of Shabbos. Ritzei v'mnuchaseinu. We ask for Ritzui. Ritzui is a term that only applies to Avodah. Avodah needs Ritzui. Ritzui is acceptance of our Avodah. We say Ritzui on Karbonis. We say Ritzui on Tefillah. What's Ritzui on Ritzei v'mnuchaseinu? Ritzui on Menucha. That means that Menucha Shabbos is an Avodah. Menucha Shabbos is an Avodah. Not a day off. It's an Avodah. What's the Avodah of Menucha Shabbos? Nope. Baruch Hashem rested on Shabbos. No, everyone answered, well, he rested, he was tired. And Agdomis would say, below leu shachla le below tishishusa. Ba'asa kalila. Vayoymer, he created the world with ba'asa kalila, with a yud. He worked hard. He needed a rest. What is the Shvisa of Shabbos? He stopped creating. What's Pshat? He stopped creating. The Maral in Netzach Yisrael says, the Rabban Yishom declared, by Chulu HaShamayim, the Rabban Yishom declared that the world is perfect. It's not missing anything. There's no need to create anything new. The world is perfect. Included in the world are all the chukim that the Rabban Yishom put into it. Not just the chukei ateva that we're aware of as laws of nature, but the chukim of the Rabban Yishom's hanhoge. The world is perfect. All week long, we're busy making tikkunim. All week long, we look at a world that's highly imperfect. We look at Tzaris and we know we've got to do something. We look at the lack of Ruchnius and we know that we've got to go and fill the world with Ruchnius. We see people that are suffering. And all week long, we feel there's so much we have to do. We've got to help so many people. And we really have to feel that if we don't do it, who knows, chas v'shalom, what's going to happen to them? Come Shabbos, bo Shabbos bo menucha, fooled you. Fooled you. During the week, you have to behave as if it's up to you. If you don't help this person, ver veis, what's going to be? Come Shabbos, and we know the emes. Revach v'atzola yamed layud v'imakamach. Really, what goes on all week is an opportunity for us. We have the schus of helping people. They need us. During the week, you better think that they need you. Shabbos is something else. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't need your help. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Leave it to the Rabban Hashem. You want a schus? That's fine. But never do you feel like, oh, we have to do this. Shabbos is different. Shabbos is different. I want to give you just examples. You know, in everyday life, it's hard to talk. Anything we're dealing with now, it's hard to talk. But you look at world history. The worst governments that ever existed. So let's go back to Rome. Who conquered Rome? Who put an end to Rome?
Barbarians.
It fell apart. It fell apart. It's a law of nature. Tyranny cannot last forever. I think the best example in our days was the Soviet Union. Remember? There used to be something called the Soviet Union. It was tyranny, mitchil bat soif. There's still plenty of rishis there. But it was, the Azorius. Who conquered it? Yeah, they say Ronald Reagan ran it bankrupt with Star Wars. No. It fell apart. It fell apart. It's a law of nature. It's a law of nature. What's it called? It's called Hashgach. Built into the world. Is it at the end? Emes and Toiv will prevail. During the week, they say B'Shem Meni. Most popular one to quote it from is the Briskerov. Aruch HaTzadikim teaches us that every midah has a place. There's no such thing as a midah raw. And Aruch HaTzadikim, he always shows us that every one of the midahs raw, there's a situation where you need it. So, Chaznish was Machadish, and the Emes is, it was said before him already, that Kfira is a midah raw. It's a midah. We think it's deis, it's midas. Rabbi Chanan writes it. So they say, they asked the Briskerov, what was it created for? Where do we ever use Kfira? And the Briskerov said, Vayenim. When someone knocks on your door, don't give him drushes and tell him to have bitochen. Go help him. That's not a play. That's not a place for bitochen. When someone's suffering, that's not a place for bitochen. You do everything you can to help him. Your time, your money, your energy. Forget bitochen. Bitochen is for you, not for someone else's tzoras. Then you have to be a kofer. You know, one of the mitzvahs of chesed is v'halachta b'drachav. V'halachta b'drachav basically means pretend you're the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's during the week. Shabbos, we know the emes. The emes is that these are only opportunities for us. These are opportunities for us. The Rabbeinu Shem takes care of everybody. The Rabbeinu Shem will decide what he decides, whether we do our job or not. It's an opportunity for us to become Balei Chesed. For us to really care, to be Balei Achrayis. Rabbeinu Shem doesn't need us, doesn't need our help. We need to build ourselves. Our Elam Haz, our Elam Haba, to become Balei Chesed, to be Balach, to be Drachav like the Eibishter. So what's Shabbos? Shabbos is that feeling, the confidence, the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. The world is perfect. So what is our role on Shabbos? Enjoy the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. Enjoy the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. Put away all your daigis and enjoy the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. That kind of menucha is an avoid. That kind of menucha is an avoid. To really feel be'emunah shleima, everything's in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He loves us. He'll do his best for us. Let go of everything. No daigis. Not for yourself, not for the world. Let go and enjoy this beautiful world. And as Meino Lamaboy, Lamaboy is the time that there won't be any daigis. We'll just enjoy. Yeah. Yoim shetzadikim yoishrim v'atrasim v'rashim v'nenim v'ziv ha'shchina. Tzoy l'mava. Shabbos. B'nene. From everything that the Rabbi Hashem gave us. That's what Shabbos is supposed to be. I want to add just one thing in this. Sugi and Chulin, the Gemara says that the two things, Amumah for Avodah Zarah and Mechal Shabbos, but for Hestia, they have the same halachas. Midrabbanan, they have the din of Goyim. Midrabbanan, they're Goyim. For all halachas, Drabbanan, they're Goyim, Lechumra. Avodah Zarah, we understand why. What's with Shabbos? So Rashi uses an interesting lashon. Avodah, Rashi says, because he's Kaifer, he's saying, Shaloi Shavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. So Avada Pshat is, he's been Kaifer B'maisa Bereishis, but Rashi stresses the Nakuda, that by not resting on Shabbos, he's been Kaifer the Rabban Shalom Shvisa in B'maisa Bereishis. It sounds like it's not enough to be a Maimin in B'maisa Bereishis. You have to be Maimin in the Rabban Shalom Shvisa. And I'll pay the Maral, the Rabban Shalom Shvisa is to be Maimin that this world is perfect. That's a chelik of the chomer of Shabbos. And that's probably the most important of all the avoidus of Shabbos. We're attesting to the Rabban Shem's creating the world and resting on Shabbos, declaring that the Bria is perfect. Ad kedei that the Maral asks the Kasha, Mizmar Shili Oymar Shabbos is the wrong Mizmar. What's the Mizmar talking about? Befreich Rishon K'may Yesev, V'yotzitzu K'poy Le'oven, Tzadik V'toyv Lo'y. That's a very important theological issue. Of Avos Hotes Shabbos. What's it doing in Shabbos? Zok the Maral. Because that could interfere Cholila with our Emuna that the world is perfect. In the Rabban Shem Shvis of Shabbos. And what's the answer? Sadik Atoma Yifrach? Well, first for the Rishoyim, Lisham the Madiat. And Sadik Atoma Yifrach says the Maral, Briyas Oilam included Oilam Haba. Between Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba, everything's going to work out. Oilam Hazeh is not the end all. It's all going to work out. Sach HaKol, everything's going to be perfect. Not everything seems right in Olam Hazeh, but don't worry. It is a bigger picture. And remember, Olam Haba is forever. It's for Netzach Nitzachim. All of our complaints and all of our suffering in this world are all temporary. Of course, everything's with a cheshbon also. And the Rosh Hashanah loves us and he's there for us and he'll help us. But the totality of this world includes Olam Haba. So again, what's the ikar of Shabbos? To be able to relax and enjoy the Rabban Hashem's world. Enjoy the Rabban Hashem's world. Here comes the family. Yeah, food, it's nice. Yeah, good. Enjoy, have good Shabbos food. Yeah, it's choshev. Rabban Hashem created food. Why did Rabban Hashem create food? Why did he create it? Why did Rabban Hashem create food? It didn't have to be that way. Nothing forced the Rabban Hashem to create food. That we need food, and that food can taste good, and he created our taste buds. He gave us an opportunity to be able to feel how he's native to us all the time. Hazonis Hoylam Kuloi Betuvoi. Bechain, Bechesed of Rachamim. Food tastes good. I would say, you want to enjoy food? Good. Taste it. Don't be too busy thinking or reading or talking about something else. Enjoy your food. But you would really want to enjoy the food? Stop and think for a second. The Rabbeinu Hashem created this food. He gave human beings the seichel, and he built into the teva for us to be able to process the food, to taste good, and gave us the taste buds to be able to taste it. And kol echot kefi tamoi, because tam v'reach, you know, everybody's got their own little cage of what tastes good and what doesn't taste so good. He had you in mind, a personal gift from the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Oh, then the food's really enjoyable. See how much you enjoy the food. See how that feels. It's oilam hab. It's oilam hab. It's a Shabbos. Shabbos. You're not rushing anywhere. You shouldn't be rushing. Shabbos. No daigis. Relax. Enjoy the food that the Rosh Hashanah created and gave us the seichel to process and gave us the taste buds to appreciate it, to enjoy it. Enjoy your food. But not just that. Rosh Hashanah created so much more. Yes, Torah. Yes, learning on Shabbos. But learning on Shabbos should be a tainu. People ask what to learn on Shabbos. So, you know, if that's your eker day of learning, you better learn something that justifies it. Something that will actually be a kiyum of your eker learning. But I always say, you know what you learn on Shabbos? What you enjoy most. Learning on Shabbos is oinik Shabbos. Appreciating that the Rabbeinu Hashem created Torah that's mosuk, Torah that engages our brain, it connects us to the Rabbeinu Hashem's kevayochel, to Rabbeinu Hashem's seichel. Ayin, it's geshmak, enjoy it. You should learn Lakovit, Shabbos, Kodesh. Enjoy it. Whatever gives you the geshmak, that's what you should learn on Shabbos. And then there's your family. Ah, of all the things that Rabbeinu Shem gave us, he gave us the idea of, I call it society, the fact that there's more than one human being in the world. He created Adam Arishin and he said, Lo'itoyvi yais Adam levadai. And he created Chava. And it wasn't just Chava, but she was Eim Kol Chai. He created society. He created the idea that we can have a relationship with another human being in different kinds. There's one spouse, there's one's children, there's one's friends. Different levels of relationships. Oh yeah, and that is so enjoyable. You know, personally, the bracha, I wish we could say it every day. It really should have been there in the Birkas HaShachar. The Nusach includes, you know, Chosn Kala, but Ashabora, Sosn, Simcha. Okay, Chosn Kala is for Chosn. Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedvak, the Rosh Hashanah created Simcha. Ava, V'yachva, V'sholem, V'reus. Isn't that a bracha you feel like saying every single day? The Rosh Hashanah created relationships. He created relationships. You have friends. You have family. Thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. He created Simcha. And of all places, where is the place that you can feel Simcha most that's with others? With others. It's when you share Simcha that you're in your happiest state. You got to enjoy your family. You got to enjoy your family. Can't enjoy your family if you have no time for them. I know it's great. It's great to spend your Shabbos going to shiurim. It's important to rest on Shabbos if you're really tired. the Oinik Shabbos of sleep is something that has to be reviewed a little bit. What is the tainug of sleeping? You know, we know that, you know, in Yiddishkeit, we're very superstitious about sleep. You know, I'm sorry for using the word superstitious, but I know another word in the English language that carries it. Be careful not to sleep by day more than shita nishmin. You get up in the morning, you got to wash negelvasa to get rid of the ruach ra. Fu tachas amita, the ruach ra of sleep. It can ruin food, at least the gigas of sheikhar, that's mefuris. Torah is nicknessed with mi'at shena. It's not just hasmod, it's the mid of mi'at shena. And of course, on Rosh Hashanah, the Yerushalmi, sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, domach mazlei, your mazel sleeps. What's so terrible about sleeping? We know very well what's terrible about sleeping. What is sleep? So it's nice, it's refreshing when you wake up. What's the tainug of sleep? People say, oh, it's so pleasurable to sleep. You fall asleep, you know what it is? You don't have to deal with life. That's what it is. It is the number one escape. You don't have to deal with life. You know why on Rosh Hashanah we don't sleep? Rosh Hashanah is the day you want life. You're pleading with everybody, Shem, you want Chaim? And you don't want to live. You're copping out on life. Go to sleep. It says, if you just want to take a nap so that you'll be productive, so that you won't be falling asleep, you won't be dozing off when you're learning, that's mutter. That's not the problem. Sleep to us, it's a 60th of death. What's death? You're not alive. Because the sleep is, you're running away from life. The only difference is it's not for keeps. You do want to wake up. That's what sleep is. So if your time, your oinik Shabbos is not to live, no. That's not oinik Shabbos. Oinik is to enjoy life, not to run away from it. Yeah, take a nap. If you need it. It says imrogil. If you need it, so you should be rested. Don't sleep away your whole Shabbos. And certainly don't sleep away your Shabbos when kids are up and they have to find some way of not getting up to trouble. Yeah, we always look for activities for the kids on Shabbos afternoon when the parents are sleeping. Oy! You're going to sleep to run away from your kids? Enjoy your kids. Learn with them. And by the way, you want a real tainug? Learn with Einikla. Enjoy them. The little ones that are too young to learn with. They're cute. Enjoy them. Einik Shabbos. You have the time and patience. These cute little things. Thank the Rabbani Hashem for them. Thank the Rabbani Hashem for them. Your children, if you're there for them, it doesn't take all that much. But to give them your full attention on Shabbos. And make Shabbos a happy time, not a day that we have to figure out how to get past. I think it begins on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos has to be happy, I always say. You know, it gets tense, especially now. They're short Arve Shabbos. shouldn't be tense. I mean, the women have to hear this. Prepare for Shabbos as early as you can. And husbands have to help. So long as they're needed. But make the house a liberty of place in Erev Shabbos. And let the kids be part of the preparations. Maybe there should be music on in the house. Shabbos is coming. Erev Shabbos. It should already start then. Setting the table. Not last minute. Have the table set early in the morning, if possible. And you can include kids. By the way, parents often don't want the kids to do things when they're young because they may bread, they don't know how to. No, no, it's more important. It's more important to get them involved. Let them enjoy it. Let them feel part of it. It makes them feel like it's theirs. Include them. It's their Shabbos. No, they set the table a little different. So what? So what? Let them feel it's their Shabbos. Then Shabbos comes in. Give them attention and real attention. Not just their parsha sheet and then go off to play. Give them real attention. I don't know about the Divrei Torah at the table. Everyone has their own ideas. I remember I was once in the house of a younger man. I was a bacher. I ate by him. Came the time for his Dvar Torah. And he put on his frock and pulled over his shtender and got up and darshened. It was a fine shtickle Torah. His kids didn't know what he was talking about. He wanted to share it with us, Bachram. Fine, it didn't have to be at the Shabbos table. Why then? You got to make sure to say things on their levels. You have kids on different levels. You have to involve them all. I know it's not easy to be a ganenet. It's not easy for a grown man to go down to that level. We're not such good storytellers necessarily. You got to do your best. You got to prepare. Make the Shabbos table meaningful. It's not just saying over a vort. Everything should have a lesson that's relevant for them. Or something that took place during the week that's relevant to them. It's also good to learn something with the family regularly on Shabbos. Take a sefer. If it's a sefer that comes in segments, it's even better. You know, whether it's Chofetz Chaim or Shmiras HaLoshon or the sefer mitzvahs HaKotzer of the Chofetz Chaim, your kids should know the mitzvahs. You'd be surprised. Since my kids were young, now they're married and we still do it, at the table, at every Suda, we learn a mishta from Masechta Shabbos. All of my kids, most of them are girls, know Shabbos well. It was part of their upbringing. The Yesoidis, not too much Lamdas. And of course, the practical applications. And then Shabbos. And if there's a little one that's making noise, put him on your lap. And the ikar is you should be calm and happy. And if kids want to say something, of course you'll listen to them. No impatience. It's not Leila Seder where they come with pages and pages and pages of stuff to say over and you really have to, you know, wonder how am I going to get through the Seder. It's only Shabbos. What are they going to say already? To give every one of them attention. You can have an Oinik Shabbos for them in the afternoon. Whether it's their treats or whatever else, depending on their ages. There, if you can, maybe even read them a story. Something with, something meaningful. And by the way, you can tell over the same story every year on the parsha. Even if you think they're going to find it boring, it's the thing to do is complain that it's boring. So it sinks in. In the Mir, Reb Chaim by us, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, more or less said the same schmooze over year after year. It wasn't stale. He lived it again. He lived it anew every time. It was clear. He lived it anew every single time. But that's how we got, the Yesoidus got so deeply ingrained in us. We heard it over and over. Not only that, but there were different parshas where he said the same Yesoid, just from different Makaris. And that's how they became part of us. You do that with your kids. Shabbos guests, make sure your kids are all right with it. You invite the kinds of people that are good to have for your kids. Yes, they have to learn chesed, whatever it is, whether it's chesed, whether it's kiruv, whether it's family. But your kids have to be part of the equation. Your kids should look forward to Shabbos. And your wife. Yeah, your yaitzi, you sing Eshes Chayim. And maybe buy flowers. She toils away there. But more than that, it's not just a matter of hakaras hatov. Enjoy the relationship. Find time to talk to your wife on Shabbos. Spend time with your wife on Shabbos. How do you juggle it when the kids are out? A walk, if it's higher, depending on the weather and where you are. And enjoy it. That's part of Oynik Shabbos. To enjoy your marriage. That's Oynik Shabbos. Certainly make sure that Shabbos doesn't become this big burden to her, which is she just works and works and works and works and works. In preparing for Shabbos, can't keep her eyes open at the table. Either you have to help organize her, or you actually have to be an extra pair of hands, or get her help. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to do whatever you can on your own on Shabbos. Yeah, not all yidei shliach. You gotta do something. You gotta do everything yourself. You can have help. You can have help in the house. No, for Shabbos she's gotta do it. And as much as women of course take the eager covet Shabbos, the food that they prepare, and it has to be appreciated, and that's a very important part of the Oynik Shabbos. But you do have to communicate to her that you don't want her to turn into a Shivcha Knainis. You don't want her to turn into a Shmata. Perhaps, as good as Shabbos is, maybe Shabbos will be a little better if there's a little bit less on the table, but there's a wife and mother that's awake. Certainly not the other way around. Certainly don't pressure her into doing so much more. I remember dealing with a newlywed couple. They had major shalom bias problems. I listened to the husband. My wife doesn't know what Shabbos is. She doesn't know how to bake challis. She hasn't made gefilte fish. She buys them. What kind of Shabbos is that? Rabbeinu shel olam. That shalom bias. Every newlywed wife is supposed to know how to. Whatever she does has to be so appreciated. Whatever she doesn't, you can make a decision, either you buy or you do without, and enjoy your Shabbos. Enjoy your marriage. Enjoy your children. Enjoy the Rabbeinu Shalom's beautiful world that He created for us. And then you can say, Ritzei Menucha Seinu. The Menucha, the Roiga, the fact that we're able to put all our daigas aside and enjoy our food and enjoy Torah and enjoy our families. Enjoy this world. Appreciate the personal gift we got from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's an avoida. Takes a lot of work to get there. And for that we ask Ritzui. Ritzei v'mnuchasein. Accept our menucha. Our menuchas ha-nefesh. Our menuchas ha-guf. Accept it. It should be oilu l'rotz. Because it's avoida. That's real Shabbos. We should be zoiche. We should be zoiche. We should be zoiche to be able to feel the real Shabbos and turn it into an avoida. Feel the calm. And then we'll be able to appreciate Olam Hazeh and the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, which is Olam Haba.